全真模拟题三。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Will a robot take your job? Oxford University has predicted that 35% of jobs in the UK workforce are at risk from automation over the next 10 to 20 years. But the researcher paints an optimistic picture of the way technology has transformed work over the past 15 years. As computers and robots learn how to do more tasks, there is a threat to low-skilled workers. Those earning under £30,000 a year are 5 times as likely to lose their jobs as people earning over £100,000. And skills such as creativity and social intelligence will become valuable.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Oxford University has predicted that 35% of jobs in the UK workforce. Oxford University has predicted that 35% of jobs in the UK workforce. Are at risk from automation over the next 10 to 20 years. Are at risk from automation over the next 10 to 20 years. But the researcher paints an optimistic picture of the way. But the researcher paints an optimistic picture of the way. Technology has transformed work over the past 15 years. Technology has transformed work over the past 15 years. As computers and robots learn how to do more tasks, as computers and robots learn how to do more tasks, there is a threat to low-skilled workers. There is a threat to low-skilled workers. Those earning under £30,000 a year. Those earning under £30,000 a year. Are 5 times as likely to lose their jobs. Are 5 times as likely to lose their jobs. As people earning over £100,000. As people earning over £100,000. And skills such as creativity and social intelligence will become valuable. And skills such as creativity and social intelligence will become valuable.
The last reading.
Oxford University has predicted that 35% of jobs in the UK workforce are at risk from automation over the next 10 to 20 years. But the researcher paints an optimistic picture of the way technology has transformed work over the past 15 years. As computers and robots learn how to do more tasks, there is a threat to low-skilled workers. Those earning under £30,000 a year are 5 times as likely to lose their jobs as people earning over £100,000. And skills such as creativity and social intelligence will become valuable.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
MOOCs are moving forward. Good morning, everyone. As we all know, the movement towards education by computer is developing fast. Massive open online courses, called MOOCs, are changing how people learn in many places. For years, people could receive study materials from colleges or universities and take part in online classes. But such classes were not designed for many thousands of students at one time, as MOOCs are. So today's topic is how MOOCs change our education. Course materials provided by MOOCs can serve both those studying far away from school and those attending classes in person. Anyone with a computer and an online connection can sign up for MOOC. Students do not have to pass entrance exams. They also do not need to have studied the subject before. One professor praised MOOCs because they let people who could not attend a traditional college to continue their education. He asked, "Who knows where the next Albert Einstein will come from?" The spread of internet learning for huge numbers of people is leading some colleges to join the movement. Major universities like Stanford in California and Harvard in Massachusetts have invested millions of dollars to help launch MOOCs. Those schools and others may have heard an attention, getting prediction. The man who created the MOOC service, Udacity, says that in 50 years, only 10 traditional universities will remain in the world. The website Class Central says 23 new courses were added to the list of available MOOCs by October the 1st. These study programs are from about 4 weeks to 24 weeks long. They usually have videos, homework, weekly tests, a final examination, and a rating in the class. Stanford University computer scientist Daphne Koller says that before long, people may wonder why college students ever filled a room to hear a lecture. Traditionally, colleges and universities required teachers to give lectures to their classes for an hour or more. The teacher provided information and the student took notes. Today, MOOCs have more than 1 million students. Will many of these students do all of their college work by computer? If so, they would enter the professional world with course completion documents instead of a degree. For years, a degree has been the sign to employers that students have completed their requirements for a college education. But today, employers may be more than willing to offer a work to a student with an excellent record in MOOCs without a college degree. That is especially true at technology companies. He also says computer-based distance learning and asynchronous learning will be part of the future university. Asynchronous learning lets students do the coursework at any time. The professor predicts that those methods will be used with individual tutoring, life experience, independent study, and lectures. But the investment service is warning that smaller, less well-known colleges may suffer because of MOOCs. It says students may want to receive certificates from major universities instead of attending a local junior college that provides traditional credits. So what is your comment on the future of MOOCs? Will MOOCs replace the traditional colleges and universities, as some professors concerned? We will come to this topic next time.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear two conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, hi, Bob.
I'm glad I've bumped into you. I've just found a great idea for the presentation we've got to do for Dr. Taylor next month.
What, the one on everyday objects?
Yes. Read this article. It's really interesting.
The aluminum Coke can?
You know, Coca-Cola cans, soft drink cans. Look, let's sit down here. Have you got a minute?
Sure. So you think we can get a presentation out of this article?
I'm sure we can. First of all, we can provide some interesting facts about the aluminum cans that we drink out of every day. It says that in the U.S., they produce 300 million aluminum drink cans each day.
Wow, 300 million?
Exactly. And they say that the manufacturers of these cans exercise as much attention and precision in producing them as aircraft manufacturers do when they make the wing of an aircraft.
Really? Let's have a look.
They're trying to produce the perfect can, as thin but as strong as possible.
It's interesting. Today's can weighs about 0.48 ounces, thinner than two pieces of paper, from what this magazine says.
Yeah, and yet it can take a lot of weight.
More than 90 pounds of pressure per square inch, three times the pressure of a car tire. Okay, I agree. It's a good topic.
What I thought was that we could do a large picture of a Coke can and label it, and then talk about the different parts. Look, I've done a rough picture here.
Okay, so where shall we start?
Well, the lid is complicated. Let's start with the body first. I'll do a line from the center of the can, like this, and label it body. What does it say?
It's made of aluminum, of course, and it's thicker at the bottom.
Right, so that it can take all that pressure.
And then I think you should draw another line from the body for the label.
Yes, because it's so attractively decorated.
Good. And then there's the base.
Yes, it says the bottom of the can is shaped like a dome so that it can resist the internal pressure.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Nor did I. Okay, so going up to the lid, there are several things we can label here. There's the rim around the edge, which seals the can.
Got that. I think we should label the lid itself and say that it constitutes 25% of the total weight.
25%? So it's stronger than the body of the can.
So to save money, manufacturers make it smaller than the rest of the can.
Didn't know that either. Well, I think we've got the basis of a really interesting presentation. Let's go and photocopy the article.
Fine. I'll take it home and study it some more.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. What are they preparing?
Question 2. What is a perfect can like?
Question 3. What are they going to begin with when introducing the can?
Question 4. What is the bottom of a can like?
Question 5. Why is the lid so small?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
As you have probably heard in a headline or two by now, it was a sobering day for meat lovers, especially in a country that ranks second in the world for eating the most meat. This new report, released today by the World Health Organization, found that often beloved meats like sausage, bacon, ham, and hot dogs can cause certain types of cancer. Prior studies had established similar connections, but the WHO is the most prominent health organization to specifically say processed meats can cause cancer. It looked at more than 800 studies around the world. It also found that eating freshly prepared red meat like steak or pork or lamb probably can cause cancer as well. Here to help us sort through this is Jonathan Schoenfeld. He is a professor at Harvard Medical School. He co-wrote a notable paper for the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2012 about the links between diet and cancer. Dr. Schoenfeld, thank you for doing this. The WHO certainly puts the scare into meat eaters all over the country today. How much of this, if I'm someone who has a couple of slices of bacon or a turkey sandwich a few times a week, how worried should I be?
Sure. So I think it's important to realize that what the World Health Organization did was, like you said, to look at hundreds of studies and and put the evidence from those studies together to show that the consumption of processed red meats was quite possibly associated with an increased risk of a variety of different types of cancer. Now, what these studies did was a look at the overall risk of cancer, and so it's hard to say that any one piece of bacon, for example, or a piece of meat would increase your risk of cancer by a certain amount, but in total, you know, these studies show that being one of the people who consume the most number of meats or processed foods could potentially increase your risk of these cancers.
So let's break this down a little bit. When we say processed meats, what are we talking about?
So it's actually a definition that encompasses a variety of different ways to add flavor or to help preserve the meats. So the different studies that the World Health Organization looked at might have had a slightly different definition of what processed meats meant. So it could be things like salting, it could be things like adding chemicals to help preserve the food, or to help add flavor to these different foods.
Is it the process of processing itself that causes the problems, or is it the cooking of processed meats?
You really couldn't say. And the authors of this report admit as much. What they could look at is the total. The act of processing the meat or the consumption of the processed meat was associated with an increased risk of cancer. But the studies don't allow you to actually dissect that further and figure out what exactly it is about processed meats that may lead to the increased risk. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. What is the major finding in the WHO report?
Question 7. How many studies have been used in the WHO report?
Question 8. What is the relationship between eating processed meat and cancer?
Question 9. What is processed meat?
Question 10. What causes the problem, processing meat or cooking processed meat?
This is the end of Conversation 2.
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.